The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Cornelia on The Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Hello, welcome to the show today. Cornelia Stephanie here, and I am on another segment with Rise and Be Rich, Daniel and Ahana, and they're from Australia. And Ahana isn't with us today, but Daniel is, and we're going to have a fabulous conversation about how to monetize your passion and build a successful business. That's what we're here to talk about today. So again, this is another one of those episodes where you're going to want to take some notes, because when Daniel and Ahana come on here, they're so in tune with what's happening in the world with marketing and your business and entrepreneurship that, you know, they're continuously pivoting. And because they're doing it with many other coaches and people and entrepreneurs out in the world. So when they come on here, they share with us some of their new ways of doing business. And Daniel says that we've all heard the term finding something that you love doing and you will never work a day in your life. If you don't love what you do, then it's not going to be fun, which is why we need to follow our passion, especially when building a business. We also have to get paid for what we love. We need to learn the strategies and the tactics to monetize our business. So today we're going to discover how to monetize our passion in today's episode so that you can either get started or learn some new strategies that will help you take your business to the next level. We all have a hobby or something that we're passionate about, but the important question is, how can you monetize that? First, we need to identify what niche you fit into, what's going to be the best platform to get your message out into the world. Daniel, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Cornelia.
It's wonderful to have you. So give us a little background to where you are right now, what's happening, what time is it over where you are?
6 a.m. on Saturday morning, so a little bit in front of you guys. So, yeah, so 6 a.m. I'm on the Gold Coast here, so it usually is pretty warm. But, yeah, for some reason we had a bit of a cold snap last night. We are just coming out of our winter. But, yeah, so it's not usual, typical, you know, Gold Coast beachy sort of morning, but that's okay. I'm sure it'll warm up when the sun comes up. Which is just starting to in the background now, as I can see through one of the windows.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you guys are just coming out of winter, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So, well, I'm so glad that you're bringing this topic today. So what are you passionate about, Daniel, and how did you turn it into a business?
Okay, so my background before I got into all the business and marketing was actually science. That's what I studied when I was at school. And that was what I first went overseas for. And, when I left Australia and went to Asia in 2013. And I found that, you know, science was great. I was going over and doing my presentations. But the reason I actually transitioned into the coaching and the marketing is because I needed to actually do that to actually, you know, find ways to bring more people to the workshops and all the events and all the online products. And then from that, it actually went straight into coaching. So my original passion and something that I loved was doing my science. And it's actually very interesting that all the skills that I've learned in my marketing over the last few years has actually come full circle. And I've just started up to go back into my science again. So that's why I thought it was a great point to talk about this, because I suppose I'm doing this with, well, my passion, my side hustle. I'm actually putting all my energy back into that as well and trying to learn everything that we've done from the business to actually bring that one out.
Yeah, I remember that the last time, I think when we did our last segment, you were talking about how you're getting ready now to go back into your science, right?
Yeah, well, it's always a juggling act, you know, because obviously we've still got stuff with clients, we've still got all these other commitments. So, you know, I'll say at the moment, you know, it's a percentage of what we're doing, but no, it's really good.
Yeah, you were saying that you were getting really excited about it and that you were really picking it back up again. So that's a really good point that you're talking about it now, because for people, Daniel, that are just starting out, what's the best strategy to use when they get started?
Well, what people need to work out is where their skills lie. Some people are going to be more visual people like we are right now. We're sitting there, you know, we're doing this through obviously a video call, which is going to go up on Facebook, but we're doing it on the podcast. So some people are either going to be ones that really love getting in front of camera. It's very easy for them to get content. They can put that up to YouTube. They can put it up on a podcast. Other people, their strength is going to lie in blogging and doing content. So you really just need to identify, you know, where your content lies, be consistent, always seem to bring out content, and then just basically work out how you can repurpose that content so you're at least keeping relevant and getting more stuff out there. But the end of the day, if you're starting from scratch, there is going to be that transition period where you need to start bringing out lots of content to make something happen. But the beautiful thing which has shown everybody in these last, you know, also these last few trying months that we've had, is everybody's at home, everyone's on their computer, everyone's on Facebook, things like Amazon and that are obviously getting more and more active. So we need to transition into this new, you know, business opportunities that we have at the moment. You can do things purely online at the moment, so you just need to work out, you know, where your strengths lie, and you need to really just get it started. The end of the day, anything you're doing in your business and your passion, you need to be able to monetize it. And when I first started getting into the affiliate marketing, I remember that, you know, people were talking about it then, that everybody has a certain skill that you can do differently or that you think that you can bring to the table that somebody else doesn't have. So it's really, you just got to work out what makes you happy. How can you sit there and work out, you know, how can I go into that micro niche and bring that information out, which other people can't do? When you identify that in yourself, and a good exercise if people want to try it, get yourself a piece of paper, start writing. You'd be really surprised what actually comes down. Find out your big why, what makes you happy, you know, what's something which you think you can bring to the world. That was what I'd say to everyone. Put pen to paper, start writing something down, and just really just see what comes up. When you can identify what you can uniquely bring to the market, then you need to work out then what is going to be your strongest way of bringing out content. Is it going to be audio? Is it going to be visual? Is it going to be through podcasts? Is it going to be through education programs? Whatever you need to do, you just need to start being consistent and bringing that stuff out. Whatever platform you start bringing this information on, the easiest way to monetize that is going to actually come through views. So the more views that you can get on YouTube, they're called AdSense. There's lots of people that are making ridiculous amounts of money just by putting videos up on YouTube because of all the advertising that comes through that. That's not even including additional income that they can get from doing affiliations. And affiliations are massive. Bloggers have a full-time income just from using affiliations through their blogs. So you just need to work out, you know, what strategy is going to work for you. Try a few different things, but don't give up. It is going to be a long road at the start, especially when you're talking about from scratch. But it's a matter of just being consistent and just keeping on getting the information out.
Yeah, and really, I think, you know, deciding... because again, it comes down to your passion, right? Mm. What you want to do, doing what you love, and that you then decide that, yeah, I want to do what I love. I want to get paid for it, and then putting it into a platform, whether that's speaking, writing, whatever the platform is. What do you want? How do you want it to be? You want to be seen? Do you want to be heard? All these various ways, but choosing to become an entrepreneur, choosing to get paid for what you love, these are all decisions that you can make and that you can decide for yourself that, yeah, I want to do this and I want to, that's the kind of lifestyle that I want to live. And that definitely now is the time to do it, but you just have to decide.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, that's one thing you can't really tell anyone. That's why I think my first tip for everybody is, you know, write something down. And unless you can actually identify what uniquely makes you and the big why, that people always says that term, the big why, and you won't really know what it is until you actually write it down and discover that for yourself.
Yeah.
Anyways, get started. Like, I mean, it's don't focus so much on getting this really polished, perfect videos with all this editing and everything else. Just get the information out there. Once you actually start getting better and better at it, and when you have more time, more resources, more help, a bigger team, then it's going to be much easier to bring out a more professional, you know, quality of work. But just bring out version 1.0 and then just see how it transitions.
And I think, you know, the more people step into that, is they're going to feel like they're acknowledging and honoring what's really wanting to give, you know, come from within, whether it's writing or speaking or, you know, blogging, right? That's really going to honor your creative expression. And what you're saying is there is a way for you to monetize it and to just get started.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, why don't we take a break? And when we come back, we're going to talk about content, various different ways of content. And what do we do with all that information that's online today? We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
For stimulating conversation and keys that will change your life, tune in to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete every first and third Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Pete to get clarity for your calling and practical wisdom for results. For more about Coach Pete, visit PeteCoaching.com. That's P-E-T-E Coaching.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Living a richly abundant life? Sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Welcome back, everyone. Before we went to break, we were talking about content and creating content, and that content for your business or for your creative expression is king, and there is a lot of information out there that's online. Let's find out now how to find your platform and share your message with active viewers who are looking for you. Daniel, what strategy can you give the listeners today so that they can get started creating content which is targeted towards their niche.
Well, I think, you know, the obviously the magic thing they got to work out first is what is that micro niche? What are they, you know, doing differently? There's, we use a fitness trainer, for example. You can be somebody that does a fitness trainer, or you can be somebody that looks after, you know, females that are 35, CEOs in businesses that have busy lifestyles. There's always a way to micro niche every single thing you do. There is many different examples I can give, but you get the point. You got to find something that you do a little bit different than everyone else and then just use that as your niche. When you're talking about information, there's so many channels that you can actually bring out your information on. And let's just cover a couple of them here. Facebook is obviously always going to be one of the bigger ones. Facebook pages, Facebook groups, and bringing out your information accordingly. Using YouTube, using Twitter, TikTok is the latest one, which has just come out. It really doesn't matter which one of these platforms you use. You're just going to have to make sure that you're consistent on it. And my tip for anybody that's actually starting out from scratch is don't sit there and see every single platform and make, you know, do posts on multiple platforms a day across multiple channels, because really master one and then move on. Pick whatever one you want. We'll just use Facebook for example. When you're doing Facebook, the only way to really get traction on Facebook is to be consistent with your posts, have people engaging on your posts. And then from that, you can actually build up and get more and more people. You know, Facebook's algorithm will send more and more traffic to what you're doing. It doesn't matter what channel you're on. They all have a slightly different variable, but the concept is the same. You don't just need to bring out active content, but you need to have engagement and to be bringing paid traffic back to that content. So the important question about that one is, how do we create that content? I've always found the easiest way to create content is make a video or do a talk about what you want to do. You don't actually need to post that, but you can use that then, and you can actually make a blog from that content. You can actually break that content down further into key points that you're actually covering, and each one of them key points can either be another video, they can be Facebook posts, they can be blog posts. The whole point is finding something that you can use as a main key topic and then breaking that key topic down into multiple parts.
Do you think that a video is like the preferred thing for people that people like is watching a video?
I think it is, but it also needs to be at the right length. Going back a few years ago with YouTube, they were saying that the average person sits on about 2 minutes on a YouTube video. So if it's any longer than 2 minutes, it needs to be entertaining, unless they do have time to sit down and do a half an hour training. So if you are going to do a video, the video needs to be catchy, it needs to be entertaining, and it needs to have a reason, like a hook for the people to actually stay there. If not, that people have busy lives, or they're just going to be looking on their phone and sort of, you know, half looking at a little bit of information that comes up. So whatever you're doing on video, you need to make sure it's great. The reason I use video as an example first is it's very easy to get a video, get a transcript of that video, and there's your blog content right there. You can use that for other multiple ways then. But I do think video is a great resource. It's an underused resource, like, because video can always be repurposed into multiple things. You've got a podcast out of it straight away. You have a blog post straight away. And then you can take them key points and then do that as posts from that same video content. But what I would suggest anyone is pick one day of the week, use that as your content day, and make yourself a content calendar. And then work out, this is what I'm going to talk about this week. I'm going to put my post up on Facebook. Well, here's going to be my YouTube video for the week, whatever it may be. And then just actually sit there and use that to actually create all the stuff ahead of time. Because one thing about content is if you need to be active with content, you need to basically strategize and prepare ahead of time. Because you don't want to be doing content on the fly. You want to make sure whatever it is, you have that theme for that week, or you have that theme that you're always going to be following for your niche. Because that's what people want to be looking for, especially if you're doing content which people are finding through keywords. You need to make sure that you give that a little bit of thought beforehand, just to make sure that whatever you're bringing up is going to be either trending or it's going to be active to your actual niche, to make sure that the people are searching for it on Google.
Right. Yeah. It's because, I mean, there's, like you said earlier, there's so much information out there. It's like, you know, how to target to the people, the information, really what they're looking for, because you may have the information, what they're looking for, but maybe you just haven't put it together in that way. And that's what you're saying, is sitting down with your content and really giving that some thought.
Yeah. And I think the big thing that a lot of people don't, a lot of content creators don't factor in, if you're spending 2 hours doing content, you need to be spending double or triple amount of that time marketing it. Because the biggest crime that we have today is all these people have amazing content. And I've seen it before, these amazing YouTube channels, you know, read these amazing blogs and posts, and nobody knows about it. And that's one thing. If you're going to bring out all this content, you need to make sure that you're actually getting eyes to see it. And if you're not actively marketing it, then you're missing out on a huge opportunity. And I use video as an example. So here's a really good strategy. If somebody's going to do a video right now, when you're putting that video out on YouTube, as soon as that one is, goes live and it's uploaded to YouTube, you need to make sure in that first hour, that is your window, which is so important to make sure people see that video. So how do we take advantage of that? If you have an email list, what you should be doing, you should be sending out a broadcast straight away. This is the latest video that I've just put up on YouTube. Please come and check it out. You should be posting on all your social media channels straight away. You should be asking your friends and family to share it for you if you don't already have a big following. Whatever you can do to make sure that you're bringing eyes back to your video, because YouTube will penalize you if you're not getting many views straight away in the first hour. And what I mean by penalize is the way that they want to do it is that they'll organically put traffic to your video if you're getting views in the first hour. And then have another one, which is the next 24 hours. And Facebook has a very similar algorithm, because essentially these platforms are content driven. And obviously it's up to us to create that content. So if we can actually show that we're bringing eyes back to whatever it is that we're bringing out, then obviously they're going to bump us up. They're going to send that free organic traffic back to our videos, our posts, whatever it is. So anytime you're bringing out any sort of post, what you need to be doing is telling the world about it, telling all your different social channels about it, all your friends and family, you know, anything you can do to bring that traffic back to what you're doing. And then that's obviously going to increase it up from there. And then from that, just keep getting the views going and be consistent with your content. As I said, if you're a video person, you can bring out videos every day. That is one strategy. If you want to take time and make them very entertaining, then weekly videos, fortnightly videos is probably more what you should be looking at. I mean, there's two different stuff.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, one of the questions I was going to ask you next is, you know, how often should you be creating content across the different social media channels?
Well, as I said, if you're looking at Facebook, for an example, with posts, I think you should be doing daily posts, at least Monday to Friday. You should be doing posters. You should be doing quotes. You should be doing information. There's a different strategy too, compared to if you're a Facebook page opposed to if you're a Facebook group. With a Facebook page, especially the way the older algorithms used to be, they wanted you to post multiple times a day. And they wanted you to share. So what people used to do is they come up with a couple of original posts, but they'd also share different posts from other pages as well. Because the more constant content you can be kicking over means that Facebook's going to be automatically driving that organic or free traffic back to your page. With a group, it works more about engagement. You can bring up a really good topic once a week or every couple of days, but the point is people need to engage. People need to be sharing that. People need to be commenting on that. And that's essentially the way that the Facebook group works. Because Facebook will automatically notify the people when you're bringing up a new post anyway, depending on how they've set up their notifications. So if you get an engaging group, that's going to be doing the work for you. So I know that some groups that I'm on that are very active, the person that actually creates the content probably only puts out one post a week, but other people are sharing posts, sometimes multiple times a day. So that organic traffic, that engagement is what actually makes that group big. And then video, as I said, you can either do the, I want to post every single day. Some people just do little basic videos. They do a 2-minute thing, a little bit of a B-roll. They're walking around, whatever it is during the day. Or other people want to take it a bit more, I'll say polished. What they want to do is they want to spend that time editing and, you know, spend hours creating a video, which can be very hard bringing out a day, obviously. So with that one, you want to sit there and probably bring it out more weekly.
Yeah. Now, when you're talking about a Facebook page, you're not talking about your personal page. You're talking about a business page.
Correct.
A business page and a Facebook group, right?
We'll see. And that's the thing too with the business page. I know that we're probably going to be going into the next section, but with your business page, you should be really using that to actually direct all your traffic back for what you're doing. Because for starters, a lot of people don't want to be reading about all your business stuff and you trying to sell stuff to them on your personal profile. That's one. But if people don't know this, Facebook will actually penalize you for doing that. If you're using your personal page to be putting up paid products, basically affiliations and other things that you buy, Facebook's not going to drive traffic to that because they want you to be doing that on your business page.
Right. So
you really need to define the difference between what's your personal page and what is your business page. Because if you don't do that, you could have 5,000 people in your friends, but Facebook's not going to show it to the 5,000 people. They'll actually penalize you for not actually putting it on your business page.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, these are all strategies. I mean, and to know that Facebook's always changing. Things are always changing, right? We always have to stay on top of it. But having a regular rhythm is what I hear you saying in creating content, being consistent, choosing your channel, getting clear on what you want, which platform you want to use. These are all of the ways on what you can do right now in being a successful marketeer and getting your business out there to a market, an audience that is looking for you. Is that right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Consistency is key. That's one thing about bringing out great content, you know, like once a month or once every couple of months. But, I mean, you need to be doing that daily, weekly at minimum, just to make sure that you're at least getting the stuff out there. And because especially when people do take a long time to find you, they want to be able to go back and have, you know, more and more of your content.
Yeah. And, you know, we're talking about you getting paid for doing what it is that you love. You're doing your passion, you're doing what it is that you love, and you're getting paid for it. And that's the key, is finding that right platform, that right niche, and then having it monetized. And that's what you want to help us with today, is how do we monetize our content? How do we monetize our niche? How do we do that? So when we come back from break, we're going to talk about that. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Okay. Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women. On Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST, step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RBR show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Yeah, yippee-skippee to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Welcome back, everyone. So, you know, what everyone wants to know, everybody wants to know how to monetize their business, how to monetize their creative expression, how to monetize their content, how to do that. And in this section here, we're going to talk about some of the easy strategies that we can implement right now to get started. Daniel, what are the strategies that the listeners can use today to bring in revenue into their business?
Yeah. What it is, we'll break it down into, I think, three real topics that we'll cover. First would be affiliation. The second one would have to be advertising. And the third one of that would have to be, obviously, your own paid courses. So let's just look at affiliation first. Affiliation, when I first started doing affiliation, it was probably around 2014. And that was the fact that what you do is you'd be using videos, you'd be using advertising, you'd send the things out, you send out somebody's link. When somebody clicks on that link, somebody would buy a product and you'd get everything from $10 all the way up to even $10,000, depending on what you're actually selling. So that was actually a really good way of what we called affiliate marketing. But affiliate marketing is still strong. Like, there is certain niches where you're going to make a lot more money than others. But something which is really simple and it's in front of everyone all the time, and, you know, this right now in COVID times, people should be looking at the fact that people are at home, they're on your computer, they want to buy things. What's the easiest solution to that? Have affiliation in different things. Amazon is a great thing to get started with if you're not doing it already. And then it just works out what niche you're in. If you look at Amazon, anything you can think of buying is on Amazon. So become an Amazon affiliate. Have links in your blog. Have links in your description, in your video content. Have links inside what you're actually doing in your Facebook posts, whatever it may be. That's something that you can get started on right now. If somebody was to sit there and create themselves an Amazon account right now, create your content and actually direct people back to your unique URL, your affiliate link inside Amazon, you're going to start making money as soon as people click on the things and get it. I think it's 11% with what Amazon was looking at the last time I seen it, which does add up. And you can be looking at making yourself, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars coming through on Amazon, depending on how much traffic you've got coming back to your content. So that's something you can get started with right now.
Wow, that's really interesting. I mean, so if you have really good content, you know, like a really good message, and you've got people that are really interested into it, you're driving traffic, you have that Amazon link, it's a win-win. It's a twofold, because you've got people coming to look at your content, and on top of it, you're making money from an affiliate.
Yes. And one thing you also got to remember is that's evergreen, Cornelia. So you can make video content. Let's just say we're doing weekly videos. You're doing weekly videos about each of these topics. Each one of these topics has links there for somebody to come and buy something. And you potentially have something that can be making you money for years to come because that content's already there. So every time you bring out a new video and promote it, then obviously you're promoting that first thing that can be sold there. But then people can always go back and find what you've previously done by using Google keywords, by actually going through and finding it and using your SEO and going back and actually finding your content that you've got on all these previous topics.
Excellent. Yeah.
Let's move into advertising. Yep. Advertising and ads, I'd like to think there's two different real ways of doing that. One is if you have a really popular YouTube channel that you're actually going to be able to sit there and drive traffic back, and YouTube will pay you because they're automatically going to be putting ads into your videos. So then it comes down to the bigger following that you have, the more money that you're going to make. It's going to be exponential. But one thing that a lot of people don't understand is you can actually be sitting there and hiring out your space with other advertising as well. If you have a podcast, you can actually be sitting there and getting other people to pay you, so you can actually be having their ads on your podcast. If you have a newsletter, an email list, what you should be doing is once you have a list at a certain size, you should be actually renting space on your newsletter. So you should either be doing email blasts for people, or what you can be doing is you can actually have just a certain little area in that newsletter where right at the bottom of it, here's that latest thing. And again, it's affiliation. Once people click on that, it's tagged back to your newsletter. So the people, this product that you're selling, you actually know that you can sell all that through your newsletter. So I think that's a really good way of doing it. And everyone has something to offer. We all know that. So what you really should be looking at is working out about what little educational videos you can put up right now. A really good platform for people to use if you haven't got it already is called Udemy.
Oh.
So Udemy. And with Udemy, you can make little training videos. You can make educational videos, which, again, in this COVID time, we're talking about in one of our previous shows, the amount of money that has been made from education over the last few months. So if anyone isn't already taking advantage of this, now is the best time for you to do it. Go and start making small information. It doesn't matter what it is. It can be a $5 course. It can be a $5,000 course. You've just really just got to get started. And the beautiful thing about Udemy is the information is there. So you can basically just have one video now. You can bring up more stuff to it in the next couple of weeks, a couple of months, and just keep that information flowing.
Yeah, I like that one. I really like that one because I think because you mentioned the word evergreen, it's there. It's just there. So you can keep directing people to it. You can keep adding to it. It's in a professional platform, right? And that's really a great way to get started because in case, you know, you're not really technically, you know, inclined, having a place like that where you can send your video to and they house it. So everything is set up through their system, Udemy, right? It's yeah. A person would have to create an account or...
Well, you're looking at two things, Cornelia. For one, you're not paying for server space, so you're not actually hosting that on your website.
Yeah.
And then two is you're not actually doing any active marketing. They're doing that for you.
Yeah.
So once they actually find something in that niche and your video goes into that niche, then it's up to the other people to find it. But at the end of the day, it's your content. So obviously you need to put up strong content for people to buy it. And you just need to make sure that you just find what little part of that niche that you're after.
Yeah.
And that's why I use that little thing at the start that, you know, find something you love and try and monetize it. I'm sure that everybody listening at this show, there's something that you can talk about. There is some little gem of information that you've got that you can sit there and help somebody else. And one thing you've also got to look at, even if you are two steps in front of the person, which is actually sitting there and looking at your content, you're an expert in that niche. People think that they need to be this expert and spend 20 years in a field. It's not really like that. People are always going to be a little bit ahead of the other person. So all you need to do is just find something that you're basically very well versed in, find something that you believe that you can really help somebody with, and just put your heart into it. Just start making some content. Just go there with the pleasure of just, I want to help people. I want to bring the information out, and just let the rest of it take care of itself. And just, you got to get started somewhere.
Yeah. So did you give us the three things? It was advertising.
It was affiliation.
Uh-huh.
It was ads, and it was educational products.
Yeah, excellent. And the Udemy is the educational product, where to take it to. So now I want to ask you about leveraging and how to use leveraging to amplify results. What is leverage and how can people use that to monetize their business?
Well, leverage, I think, really comes into affiliation. That's the first thing you should be looking at with leverage. If you essentially, what the whole idea of leverage is, you're using somebody else's traffic, somebody else's platform, somebody else's resources to actually bring something back to what you're actually doing. So when you're actually using affiliation, essentially what you're doing is you're licensing or getting the information from somebody else. So really what you're doing is you're using their, you know, we'll use that Amazon as an example. We used that before. Amazon is a great thing about leverage, about how you can use Amazon's system because you're actually not having to house any of them products yourself. If you've got a blog and you're sitting there and you're talking about all these amazing products that you want to sit there and sell through Amazon, all you're essentially doing is just directing traffic back to the Amazon server. They've got all the products, they've got all the resources, they've got all the servers, and essentially you're leveraging their products or their infrastructure to make sure that it works for you. And also that works with any other educational product as well. you don't necessarily have to make these educational products yourself. You can go on Udemy, you can go on ClickBank and places like that, and you can actually just be a marketer. You can actually essentially sell all these other products that other people have done and then do that for a commission for yourself.
Yeah. Now, is this something that you do? I know that you guys always have like certain programs that you're offering to work with coaches. Is this something that you're offering now to people to contact you and for them to work with you on this?
I could teach people how they can do affiliation. Like at the moment, we're more looking at coaching and help people start businesses up. So that's something which we always have been doing. We've had coaching programs doing that. And we do have programs where people can get affiliation if they want to sell them as well, because we obviously have been using that one for years. At the moment, if they want to come and check it out, you can get in contact with us, or at the end, I'll give people a link and they can use that to actually get in contact and see how they can learn some of these strategies from himself and a little bit more in depth.
Good. Well, let's not wait till the end, Daniel. Give us the link now. So, and then we'll give it again.
What they can do is they can go to ahanalara.com/high-growth-marketing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So good. Then why don't we take our last break, and then when we come back, we'll wrap it up with the next 10 minutes of how everyone can monetize their business and really start getting paid for some of the things, doing what it is that they love. Okay. We'll be right back.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back, Daniel. How do we get started with, how do we get started, especially right now with how many people are out there either out of a job or are thinking about starting a business? Some of them are thinking about starting a side hustle. Where do we get started? Where would you recommend that we start?
Okay. I think I have given some really good ideas today about, you know, where you can get started straight away with, say, Amazon. I was saying, if you can sit there and make a blog right now when you're sitting there and listening to this podcast, come up with some ideas, sit there and go and join yourself Amazon, get some affiliation, start driving traffic back to your blog, back to your video, you can be making money right now. There are so many different affiliations out there that you can get part of. You can find a certain area that you're passionate about. I won't even sort of go into MLM, but you could find some coaches out there or some other product that somebody's got that you really think, you know, I like this. This is something which actually resonates with me, and start promoting that. And then it means you don't even have to have a product of your own. You can just basically just be promoting that yourself. Because everyone is sitting on their computer at the moment, which means that they're on their phones or on their computers. So the amount of people that are actually actively looking for this stuff has actually gone up. Because that's one thing. People don't stop buying things. You're always going to need something. And especially in a time like this, the education has gone through the roof. So if you have an educational product that you find other people are actually, you know, looking for in that niche, and obviously that's very broad. There's so many niches out there. And the three biggest ones have always been health, beauty, and making money. So just look at that. Pick one of them three niches, and there are so many different sub-niches and micro-niches from that, but just pick one of the main ones. That was health. So health and beauty is one. Fitness is the second one, and the third one is actually making money. They're actually the three biggest niches in the world, and they have been for years, and they've been making billions of dollars for a long time, probably into the trillions now. So you just need to find that little piece of the market that you can sort of own and just start making money from it today.
Yeah, and I think, you know, now is the time really for those of us that are ready to really, you know, step into it and have a business that is bringing some money in that will help you navigate as you're moving forward in your life. I mean, right now there's so much uncertainty out there, like so many people not really sure about, are they going back to their old jobs, or lots of businesses have closed. I mean, I know here in my community, for instance, 15 businesses, you know, we're in a small town, and 15 businesses downtown closed the doors. So it's strange, you know, it's a strange time to see it. And more of us are going to be online, are going online. So finding something that you can do online that you love, and whether it's starting a side hustle or, you're creating your content. You shared a lot of great tips with us today, Daniel, on what you can do.
I didn't use that point, e-commerce. I didn't use that term, but essentially that is what something like Amazon is. It is e-commerce. You've got dropship, you've got multiple different ones like that. And they didn't warn businesses about that years ago, that everyone should be online, everyone should have a website, everybody should have a place where people can access you and buy what your products and service is online. And now we're really seeing the fact that these people that didn't evolve, that's where, you know, all these people have got nowhere to go, because they were bricks and mortar, didn't have any infrastructure online at all. And then essentially that means that when this has happened and their shop was closed for X amount of months, that there was no way that they could make revenue, and they're still paying the bills. And that's unfortunately why a lot of businesses have closed. So then for the ones that haven't sit there and got a strong online presence now, this is the only time that you can really sit there and do it. If you do want to save your business, you know, you really got to make sure that you have that online platform. Because, you know, people will still buy products. It's just the fact they're not going to be able to come into your store physically and buy that product.
Yeah. And, you know, there's so many ways now to be online. I know when we originally first all got started there, all those ways weren't available. But there's so many ways right now that we can actually share our information. We just have to find the right one that you want to get involved in and stay consistent with that. And, you know, even with your social media postings, just sit down and decide which one you want to do and pick some of the strategy that Daniel shared with us here today and get started, because you can do it right now. That was the main point, and how to bring in some income, some cash flow now into your business. Yeah. What do you want to leave our audience with today? We want to give everybody the link one more time. If people want to work with you, you and Ahana are coaching entrepreneurs, coaches, business owners.
So we have a new batch starting up soon. And I'm sorry for the other people who did hear that. I did say that one. It is ahanalara.com/high-paying-packages. That is the latest one that we've got out for the new information. So please check that one out. That one will be in the description for the people that actually aren't driving along in their car. And then we'll have a chance to actually look at this little clip there on either Facebook or through the podcast. So check that one out. We've got a new batch coming out soon. So we wanted to just make sure that people check that out and get in contact with us. If you've got any other questions, we're more than happy to always answer them and see what we can do to help you guys out.
Yeah, and you guys are pretty active on Facebook. So, you know, you're on Facebook. What's your Facebook handle?
For the page or for the group?
Yeah, for the page.
So for the page, you can just go to Ahana Lara. So that's just her name. Or Ahana Lara Coaching, and you'll check that one out.
Good. Good. What do you want to leave our audience with today, Daniel? What are the key points you want to leave us with?
The key points is really just there's find out what you're really passionate about. That's probably number one. It doesn't have to be something that you want to bring out. And that's why I've mentioned affiliation a lot today. You don't necessarily have to come up with anything of your own. Just find something that you really enjoy doing, that you're going to have fun doing, because that's one thing about business. We're always going to have our ups and downs in business. So if you're making something and you're selling something or you're marketing something that you're really not passionate about, on the days that feel like it's a real struggle, that's when it's going to be, you know, compressed and compounded even more, and it's going to feel like drudgery. So don't put yourself in a hole like that. It feels like you're basically just swapping one job for another. If you're doing a side hustle, it needs to be something that, you know, gets you inspired and makes you tick. And that's really the only thing. And I can't tell you what that is, because we all love different things, but find that thing that, you know, makes your heart sing, that you love doing. And that's going to really just open things up for you. If you can be passionate and talk about something, you can write passionately about something else, it's going to make it so much easier for people to see that and be attracted to your work. There is a lot of platforms that you can make money on right now. You just really just got to find the right one for you. And that's why I try to mention a couple now, from e-commerce to using advertising to selling other people's products, affiliation. Just find that one that really works for you and just get it out there, because you can start making money right now. I did give an example. If you start implementing that right now, you can make things happen. And I just really want to touch on the point again about the importance of content and having a content calendar and planning stuff ahead of time. Because if you can actually sit there and have a theme to what you're bringing out, and you can actually sit there and bring out certain trending topics that everyone's following, it's going to make that organic traffic so much easier and so much smoother coming back to what you're doing.
Yeah, I think also having that calendar, you know, will also help you stay consistent. It'll help you stay consistent and help you stay focused. And also, you know, where you can see your progress and see, I'm sharing this now on this, what's working, and having that calendar will help you stay focused. So wonderful, Daniel. Well, thank you so much for coming on today and for sharing all these business success strategies and tips with our audience today. Give our love to Ahana. And thank you, beloved audience, for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time. Take good care. Ciao.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.